It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello, everybody. Today is a beautiful day here in San Diego. I hope you're having a great experience today. I hope today you've set it up so that your life is going to get better and better every day in every single way. You know, your brain serves as the original portable computer. Weighing in at just a few pounds, it contains 100,000 miles of blood vessels and one quadrillion neurons, and it consumes 25% of the body's oxygen and nutrients and 70% of the glucose. It's an electrical neural forest, rich with memories, emotions, dreams, and desires. But what controls the brain? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. Today our show is called How to Supercharge Your Mind. And the mind, of course, is the controlling faculty of the brain. It enables a person to be aware of their world, their experiences, how to think, to feel, the faculty of consciousness and thought. And there are three levels of mind. There's the conscious, the subconscious, and the superconscious. Now, listen, a lot of you may already know this. You may have heard this time and time again, but stick with me for a minute, because I want to give you something that maybe will help you to use your mind in a way that supports you becoming more productive, increasing your initiative, have a little more wisdom in your life, have a little more maybe courage, you know? So, the mind, three levels, conscious, subconscious, and superconscious, right? So what's the conscious mind? It's everything we see, feel, taste, touch, everything you're experiencing in this moment, right? Subconscious mind is everything that you've experienced in the past, everything. From the time you were born until the time of this moment, your subconscious mind is imprinted, every little single thing that's going on. But what's the superconscious mind? Well, that's the mind that, if you want to change anything, that's the mind that we have to tune into. That's our gut feeling, as a lot of people will say. That's my gut, my knowing. I know this is the way to go. Our initiative, our intuition. It's the mind where Einstein once said, "All I want to know are the thoughts of God. The rest are details," right? He said that because he knew how to tap into the superconscious mind. So the superconscious mind is where we, if you really want to take your business and your life to the next level, that's where we connect in. Ever been sitting in the shower and you get an idea instantly? Or ever been in nature and you're walking down and all of a sudden you get, wow, everything opens up? It's because you've tapped into that superconscious mind. And the way we tap into that is when you let go of thinking everything else and all of a sudden thoughts drop in. They drop in from where? Where do they come from? They come from the superconscious mind. So let me tell you a story. I had a mother of two come to me recently, and she was having trouble with her life. Yet she was like overwhelmed. She was stressed out. She didn't know which direction to go. And as a lot of you know, I've been a life coach for 24 years, right? I do that in combination with being the business strategist that I am. So you get a kind of a twofold kind of coach with me. And so she came in on the life level, and she was like, "I don't know how to get out of this." She said, "I am in a place where I just want to run away from my kids. I want to take off. I just don't want to do anything again." And I asked her, I said, "Well, are you willing to rewire your brain? Are you willing to rethink what's going on?" And she said, "Yeah, if it'll bring me peace of mind, I'm willing to do anything." So I gave her an assignment. I said, "Okay, for the next 7 days, I want you to focus on what you perceive as positive, whatever that is. I don't care what it is. Just start thinking, if your kids are yelling and screaming, I want you to look at what's good about that. If you're in a place and you're out of food in the house, I want you to look and think about what's positive of that." And she went, Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I could do that. I said, why not? She said, well, positive, 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 all this positive crap. She said, I don't know if I can hold that. I said, just try it. I said, here's why. You've been on the opposite side of that. You've been looking at everything that's wrong, everything that doesn't work, why your kids aren't doing what you want to do, why your business isn't succeeding. You're looking at everything that's not working. I said, flip it for just a week. That's all I'm asking. 1 week, 7 days, flip it over and start looking at what's right about everything. So what happened to her? Well, she did it. And what happened was at the end of the week, she was focused. She was at a place of contentment, a sense of peace of mind. She knew what she wanted to do again. She was aligned with her purpose. How did that happen? Why does that even happen? Well, it happens because we start to refocus our, first of all, we start with intention. Her intention was to have peace and joy and fulfillment and a sense of harmony in her life. So she started with intention. And then I gave her an exercise to switch the mind, to start looking at things that she doesn't usually look at. At least she forgot to look at them for a long time, right? And what happened there? Then all of a sudden, her mind is starting to look for everything that's good in her world. She starts to feel better. She starts to have more energy, more drive, more passion, more power in her life. All of a sudden now, she has the energy to go out and do the things that she felt was an overwhelm and she didn't have the power to do it. But the truth was, she always had the power to do it. So you have the same power inside of you. In fact, all of us can rewrite our brains by changing the thoughts that we focus on. So if you're in a place where you want to, let's say, have more peace in your life, what do you focus on? Everything that's not giving you peace? Or do you focus on what will bring you peace? Well, of course, we focus on what will bring us peace. How long can you focus on that? Well, I would suggest until you start to feel a sense of peace. And then, you know, as a coach, a lot of times what I do is I say, okay, come up with 5 ways that you can feel, for instance, more peace in your life if we're working on peace. Same thing would apply in business. Came up 5 ways that can enhance your team this week. But in this case, let's just use the example of peace. So 5 things that could bring more peace in our life. She said, well, maybe you can meditate. Maybe you can read something that inspires you. Maybe you can take a walk in nature. Maybe you can just start asking what will bring me peace in my life and make a list of those things. And maybe you can take some actions around that, right? So we all have the power to change within us. The question is, are you receptive to change? See, so many people come into my world and they are kind of right fighters. They already know what's right. They already know what their life is about. They already know how things are. And as long as they stay in that place, they can't change. There's no opening for anything to come in that might be a little different than that. So I ask you, you know, and by the way, right fighters are usually mismatchers. What I mean by that is if I say left, they go right. If I say don't, they do. If I say it's dark outside, they'll argue with me and tell me how light it is outside. Okay? So maybe you have some of those people in your life. Maybe it's an intimate person in your life. Maybe it's you. So notice if you are the one that is mismatching in any way, and somebody, you know, because if it is, what it's telling me and what it should tell you is that, wow, hey, I need to maybe notice my mismatching, notice my personality, notice what I'm focusing on, and maybe change that. Be open and receptive for something new. You might even be listening to the show right now going, I already know all this stuff. I don't need to hear this. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Because you've just shut out anything that would come on this show or any words of wisdom that could come through that would allow you to open up and something new to drop in. We're always learning. We're always growing. We're always evolving. And your consciousness that you had even 2 weeks ago, if you are growing, learning, and evolving, is different than it is today. And therefore, you can see things in a different light if you're open to learning them from a different point of view. Does that make any sense? I hope it does. Listen, this show, I've got some amazing guests coming on. Next segment, I have Mary Bass, and we're going to continue this conversation about how to supercharge your mind. And the segments after that, I have Dr. Robert and Kirti Carter, and they're also going to be talking about how the mind works and how we can take it to a completely new level. So the show's all about supercharging you, your mind. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better. And the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to our show. Show's called The Courage to Supercharge Your Mind. And before I get to my guest, I want to let you know that our show is being brought to you by Women's Wisdom, San Diego's premier networking group for purpose-driven and soul-inspired female entrepreneurs. You can find them on womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. And if you're outside the San Diego area, hey, connect with them on the net. They've got all kinds of programs and women events up there that you may connect with. You're a woman entrepreneur, I encourage you to check them out. Also, I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Voices of Courage. If you're new to the show, get ready to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. That's what we do. We help you take your business and your life to new levels of success. You can find us on the web at voicesofcourage.us for all of our replays, or you can just Google Voices of Courage, and I encourage you to join our insider group and get some of the strategies to take your business to a new level. And what else is there? Well, there's some free tickets now and then to seminars and workshops, so encourage you to do that. All right. I have an amazing guest on the line right now. Her name is Mary Bass, and Mary knows about stress and managing it. For over 2.5 years, Mary Bass was illegally detained. During her time as a detainee, Mrs. Bass channeled the stress of her surroundings in her writings and penned several controversial memoirs and numerous short stories. Mary is an advocate for mental health and wellness. Mary, welcome to the show.
Ken Foster, this is so exciting for me to be on your show. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so glad that Ryan hooked us up. He's a good friend of mine. I know he's working with you, and he's how we're here. So it's great to have you, Mary.
Thank you so much.
So I have a question for you. You know, sure. One of your bullet points here is you talk about accepting stress as a part of life. Our setbacks, our hardships, our difficult situations are inevitable. Is that true?
Certain things, you know, are beyond our control and are inevitable. Unfortunately, there's many things we can control, but yes, there are certain things that we just have to accept. What if there was a natural disaster? You know, we couldn't have prevented that tornado from destroying our house, things like this. So things that are unexpected that we couldn't control, those happen.
Well, you know, those things that I can't control, right? It doesn't mean I don't react to them the same way as things I can control, when, right? I mean, it's like, oh, gosh, here this comes again. You know, sometimes I feel a victim of that stuff. How do you get out of victim mentality when you're in that?
Well, I really think that attitude is everything. And it has to do a lot with mind over matter. When I was being detained, I realized there's really nothing I can do in this immediate moment to change my surroundings or my circumstances. Obviously, you can't just walk out the door. And so with that particular stress, I managed it the best that I could, and I figured, well, I might as well make the best use of my time. And so I do accept that stress is a part of life. There's some stressors that, of course, are much more severe than others, and some are harder to manage than others. But
well, you know, I agree with you, and I think that inner pessimistic voice, that monologue that runs in our head, that can take a hold of us and just kind of stop us in our tracks, even if it's a minor event. You know, so I used to lose a pencil and I'd get upset, right? So how do we manage that? Any tips to manage that kind of thinking?
Well, for myself, I really put things in a broader perspective of worldview. And since I was small, I've traveled extensively internationally. So I think that because I've seen a lot of, you know, very severe hardships and circumstances, I'm able to better put things into a perspective as far as it could always be worse. I've seen so much worse. First world problems are not third world problems. And, you know, if you're still standing, if you're still breathing, you've got an advantage.
That's so good, because I think a lot of us lose that point of view. I was back east this last week, and some situations came up where it got kind of ugly with a person. But you know what? What it made me realize is how amazing my family was, right? It changed my point of view.
There you go. See, sometimes there's takeaways from negative experiences and can change your point of view and put you in a different direction. And I always have been, you know, pretty open-minded, and I try to look at every situation from all sides, all perspectives.
That's good. You know, one of the things that I know you talk about is to take care of your physical health, to strengthen your mind, to help you better manage stress. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I think it really helps. It definitely helps me. And I think that there is a correlation between physical health and mental wellness. If people are working on their physical health, whether it's something simple, maybe changing their nutrition or incorporating a fitness program, it doesn't have to be, you know, too extreme. Maybe just taking a walk a few times a week, depends on their lifestyle. These things add some consistency to their daily routine, which I really feel is important for managing stress. And if you're physically healthy, that's, I think, it could relieve a lot of stress compared to if you had a lot of health ailments.
Well, so, you know what I love about your message is that it's basically, listen, if things aren't working, you can take charge. And if you're overwrought or worn out or running on empty, there's things you can do right now. Right? Is that
right,
what I'm hearing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So how do you, what are some healthy coping skills for managing stress?
Well, I think it varies from person to person. Now, I like to write. I enjoy that. And I really do enjoy fitness type related activities and, you know, different hobbies and things like that. And I think that people, if they don't currently have an outlet for their stress, that they should, you know, reflect on certain things that maybe they had an interest in taking up at one time, or learning, you know, as a hobby, and pursue that. Some people are more comfortable in social environments, and some people are more reclusive. And there's always something that can be explored that is a healthy coping mechanism. I mean, I feel with anything unhealthy that people would just be sort of compounding their problems.
I get it. Yeah, I get that. And, you know, it's interesting because here's the thing. When you're in that place, let's say the boss just came in to work in your office and chewed you out, right? And, you know, you're in a place where, wow, you know, I didn't deserve that. This should never happen to me. Why are they picking on me, right? You know, I think you always, and this is what you say, you have to look for the silver lining because you might find you're gaining mental strength. Is that true?
It is true. You might be gaining mental strength. And also, in a situation like you just described with a boss being tough, I've always... try to be open-minded, conscious, and conscientious. And I ask myself, you know, what's this person going through in their life that perhaps made them so abrasive towards me that day? Or should I take this personally or not? Is this really about my performance review with my job, or is this person mad because they're bringing their home life problems into work?
Absolutely. You know what? And this stuff is easy to talk about, but it's very hard to implement when somebody's just come down on you, or somebody said something negative to you, or all of a sudden you're just negative on yourself, right? You're giving yourself a hard time. It's hard to practice it, but I love your message because I think the message is a reminder. Listen, there are solutions here. We can use our mind to change our life, to rewrite our brain, and to take us to the next level. Mary, how do people get a hold of you if they'd like to connect with you?
Sure. The best way to get a hold of me is through my website, which is MissMaryBass.com, MissMaryBass.com.
That's awesome. Okay, Miss Mary.
Reach out to me for a variety of things, and I'll help them with really anything and everything I can help people with. I will do it.
Well, it sounds like you're a stress expert. So if somebody's having a lot of stress, this is the woman to call and just say, hey, Mary, I'm kind of stressed out. I need to rewrite my mind a little bit. Is that fair to say?
Definitely.
I love it. Okay, Mary Bass, thank you so much for joining us today. And upcoming, and thank you. And upcoming, we have a couple of new guests coming on, Dr. Robert Carter and his beautiful wife, Kirti Carter. They're going to be on our show when we come back. We're talking about how to supercharge your mind. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
You know you have it. The potential for a more rewarding life, a life that matters. But how do you get there? The answer is in a best-selling book by the coach of the successful and wealthy, Ken D. Foster, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Awaken Your Hidden Genius and Transform Your Life. With this powerful yet amazingly simple daily guide, your future is in your hands. You will be empowered to unlock your potential, bring out your true gifts, increase your wealth, and take your life and business to a new level. Get your life-transforming copy of Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything by going to couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. Quite frankly, there's no other book like this. Imagine what your life could be like if you had at your fingertips the success principles to create the life you've always wanted. Are you ready to live your dream? Go to couragetochange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We're talking about how to supercharge your mind. And by the way, we just picked up another station this last week out in the actually 2 weeks ago out in the Washington, D.C., Virginia area. I'd like to welcome all of our listeners out there. And I want to truly thank everybody for tuning in. I really appreciate you letting your friends know about this show. And this week I'm giving away my book called Release, Renew, Evolve. It's an ebook to all the listeners who comment on the show on Facebook and or Instagram. I've got my team right now watching that. So if you comment on that, they'll give me your name and we'll get that book off to you. Okay. Release, Renew. What does that do? Well, it helps you to change your life, change your strategies, change how you think and reprogram your thinking. Speaking about reprogramming thinking, I have my guest on the line, Dr. Robert Carter. And he and his beautiful wife, Kirti Carter, are co-authors of The Morning Mind, Use Your Brain to Master Your Day and Supercharge Your Life. That's kind of where the show name came from today. And Robert is a lieutenant colonel in the Army. He's an expert in human performance and physiology, and he has academic appointments in emergency medicine at the University of Texas Health Science Center and San Antonio in public health and health sciences at Los Angeles Pacific University, and in nutrition at the University of Maryland University College. He also holds a PhD in biomedical science and medical physiology and an MPH in chronic disease epidemiology. Wow, I hope I got all that right. Dr. Carter, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having us on the show. I apologize. Kirti is back in Florida, not feeling well, but look forward to talking with you.
Yeah, no worries. In fact, I have your picture here with me, and I have your wife's picture here that I'm showing all my Facebook peoples. You're right here with me. I feel your presence. I get who you are. And let's talk about the book first. Let's talk about that real quick. How'd you come about writing The Morning Mind, and What came about there? What was going on?
Yes. So the book really was about Kirti and I re-examining our morning routine. Really it came about when we had our first kid, our actually only kid. With the introduction of having to take care of someone else, and at the same time, taking and maintaining your overall health, well-being, and all the things that you need to do to maintain your own, manage your stress levels and get everything that you need to get done over the course of the day, introducing the kid or anything, or any other factor can really disturb your morning routine. And so we really begin to look at, you know, how do we ensure that our overall, stress management and health is preserved, not only with the introduction of our daughter, but also just over our entire life.
Well, you know, morning routines for me seem to start the night before. Does that work for you? Does that make sense?
Yes. The morning routine, as you just described, starts really, you know, When you get off work. Actually, that period of time of transitioning from home to home life, that really is really the essence and the beginning of what your next morning is going to actually look like. Because if you continue to foster the activities that's related to work, and you bring those into the home, then that's going to really set you up for potential failure.
So I got the question for you then. I mean, that's, we can talk about this, but listen, you just came out, you know, you're a lieutenant colonel in the Army, right? So you just got,
correct,
you know, you got a lot of things hitting you all day long, and now you got to shut that down and turn it into, I'm here for my wife, I'm here for my child. How do you do that?
Yeah, so the bottom line is really deep down, we're all wishing for more productive lives. And what limits that, the overall experience, is the accumulation of stress. And stress sometimes has a negative negative tone to it, but in reality is that our body needs a certain amount of stress just to get us going. However, we can accumulate, too much stress and just too many thoughts and not being there for our family. So how I actually do that is actually at night, for example, minimizing the use of the phone as much as possible. Although I still obviously have some degree of work sometimes that I may have to do at home, but really focus on minimizing that. And then really preparing myself to have a good night's sleep. In fact, we don't have a television in the bedroom. We'll watch television in a common area, but once we migrate to each of our respective bedrooms, minimizing the amount of screen time, and then doing some relaxation, something that actually helps relax the mind to make that transition. And so one of the things that we actually do is breath-based relaxation or meditation, really, where we're just listening, you know, just sitting comfortably in the bed and just really listening to the how we're breathing. And what that tends to do is by focusing on something that you always have with you, it can really begin to calm the mind down. And that really has been amazingly helpful in helping me transition my mind from all the thousands of thoughts, you know, because what happens when our mind is quiet, it's easy to gravitate back towards, I forgot to do those 10 or 12 things at work, you know, or, oh my God, tomorrow morning I have this meeting that's going to be stressful. And so again, we have to have some way of really, of being able to redirect those thousands of thoughts from the mind to something that can help us make that transition.
That's really good. So in the book, The Morning Mind, which, by the way, my readers can get at themorningmind.com, is that correct, or on Amazon, or both?
On both. So on Amazon.com or themorningmind.com, which is our website, which has some more information about the book as well.
Great. So in the book, do you give people instruction on how to meditate? Is there anything in the book that talks about that?
Yes. We actually introduce several techniques, more of a guided visualization. We also take them through another really easy technique called alternate nostril breathing. But we introduce several meditation or breathing techniques that have been shown based on research studies that are quite effective in helping to manage emotions, manage thoughts when practiced daily.
That's awesome. You know, I've been meditating for, about 28, 29 years now. And what I've found is that I feel energized after meditation. I feel, like you said, in fact, a lot of times I'll have a little pad next to when I sit down for meditation, because exactly what will happen. As soon as I still my mind, I remember all the things I was supposed to do, right? Well, I don't want to interfere with my meditation, so I'll write them down real quick, because otherwise my mind will go, well, don't forget. And I don't want that going. But when I do, I feel so inspired, and I energize. Do you know any of the neuroscience about why this is energizing our minds?
Yes. In fact, there's been an accumulation of research studies over the last 20 years. But it's been really in the last 10 years or so, last 15 years, where we've been able to really understand more about the brain, not just about meditation, but also more about sleep and the different stages of consciousness. And so what we actually know now with the introduction of functional MRI, some of the mobile technologies that's been able to allow us to study the brain in a non-laboratory setting, what we know is that in a meditative state, when we look at the actual the electrical activity within the brain, it looks somewhere between wakefulness and deep sleep, but we're still aware, and we also know.
Okay, listen, Robert, I've got to take a break. We'll be right back, and I want to go deep. I want to take a deep dive into sleep. There's so many people that are having challenges sleeping right now. Love to know what you found out about that, what neuroscience is telling us. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better, and the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Wow, I'm so glad to be back with you. Listen, we're talking about the courage to supercharge your mind. And again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Voices of Courage. We're on 104 stations now in 27 countries. So if you want to find out more about us and listen to our replays, just go to voicesofcourage.us or Google us, Voices of Courage. We'll come right up at the top. Today, I am talking about the courage to supercharge your mind. I have online right now is Dr. Rob Carter. He is a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army. He's also a Ph.D. in biomedical sciences and medical physiology and an M.H.P. in chronic disease epidemiology. Dr. Carter, we're talking about sleep. This is a big thing. So many people that I talk to on a daily basis have a challenge sleeping. Why is that?
Yeah. Sleep is a huge portion of our life. You know, about a third of our life we actually spend asleep, or we should. But up to this point, sleep has been very difficult to describe why we need sleep. And now we're really beginning to understand more about why we need sleep as we've been able to study brain structures more effectively with the introduction of functional MRI and other techniques. But we're discussing meditation and sleep, and there's some common aspects in particular within the brain structure, and there's an important portion of the brain called the midbrain, and the midbrain plays an active role in the arousal system, right? So it's the portion of the brain that's most active when we're awake. That portion of the brain is actually is less active when we're asleep. Individuals that have a difficult time going from the arousal sleep stage to more of a sleep state tend to actually the ability of their brain, of the midbrain, to become less active is reduced. And what meditation has been shown to do is to actually help with that process within the midbrain and other structures within the brain. But the reason why that is so important is because the important neurotransmitter hormone adrenaline is actually it plays a very active role within the cellular structures of the basal midbrain and probably other areas of the brain important for the sleep and wake state and that sort of intermediate state of meditation.
I get it. You know, you mentioned in some of the notes I have with you that there's a new study out that suggests that dozing with the TV on or sleeping with any kind of light can cause weight gain. Whoa, what's that about?
Yeah. So one of the important aspects of our metabolism is the various stages of sleep, and we actually know that individuals that whenever they become chronically sleep deprived or they're not getting restful sleep, that can actually be associated with weight gain, and so there's an actual physiological consequence. So, for example, when we sleep with artificial light, that can have a profound impact on the regulation of melatonin, which we've probably heard a lot about. Melatonin plays an important role and promoting and is associated with sleep, and so and also associated with wakefulness. So, for example, when we're exposed to the sun, we see melatonin levels rise, and then when we begin to not be exposed to the sun in the afternoons, and as we begin to go into the phase of the day, 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night, you see a profound reduction in melatonin. However, when we have blue light, artificial light, light that's affiliated with like smartphones or the television, what we don't see is that rapid reduction in melatonin, and we know that has a profound impact on the ability of our bodies to enter into REM sleep, non-REM sleep, and to promote what we refer to as healthy, energizing sleep.
So, you know, that's a really important study, because what I'm hearing is that if you're exposed to the blue light, and I don't know what the quantity is, but let's say you're on your phone, your iPhone, or your computer for X amount of hours a day, what's happening is that your melatonin is being depleted. So if you all of a sudden you're going, gosh, I'm not feeling so good. I'm not feeling happy. I've lost my joy. I've lost my endorphins. I'm just flat. This could be part of the cause. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. So you think about like the impact of shift workers on also our circadian system, which is our biological clock. The blue light can have a very, very similar effect. And it's something, if you've ever traveled across time zones, you experience this sort of jet lag effect. So the exposure to artificial and blue light can have a similar impact on our circadian biological clock, because what it does is it can cause a sort of this mismatch between our internal clock and our actual clock. And so what our body is thinking, if you can just go with me there for a moment, is not completely nighttime, right? You know, it's sort of that, you know, dust or sun, or when the sun is rising. So which is typically a cue for us to sleep. You know, before the days we had, artificial light, you know, when the sun set.
Went down, we went to sleep. Right.
Exactly. And so we're still living with those genes that responded to sunrise and sunset as our main cues that it was time to go down.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. Okay, so in the book, The Morning Mind, Use Your Brain to Master Your Day and Supercharge Your Life, in there, because we're talking about the problem here and why the problem is being created, do you talk about solutions in the book? Like, okay, let's say we're getting too much blue light. I know, how does meditation, or how does walking, or how does eating properly, how does that impact letting go of this blue light? Or do we all need to just go in the sunshine 15, 20 minutes a day to make sure we're getting enough of what produces the melatonin in the midbrain?
Yeah, so both, actually. So you definitely want to expose yourself to sunlight so that you get that melatonin production. At the same time, you want to do everything possible to ensure that you're not negatively impacting your body's natural ability to reduce melatonin, and also your body's natural ability to, because there are other areas within the brain that responds to it's interrupted or inhibited by not doing that and exposure to blue light. But again, those are just simple things that individuals can do. It's often difficult for people to adapt a range of techniques and tools, but what we try and do in the book is just provide, you know, some baby steps, right? You know, the baby steps to get folks, you know, seeing the benefits of immediate benefits of waking up, you know, with a more clearer mind, less stress, and seeing that immediate impact, improvement in productivity, emotions early in the day, and then they can gradually adapt more other tools, you know, in the toolbox, and then eventually what they're able to do is really transform their lives. Well, all of a sudden, you know, they're incorporating all the tools, and then what they really begin to see is just an overall throughout that 24-hour period, you know, just an overall improvement in their performance and just how they feel, and that obviously by doing that, that reduces cortisol, that reduces all those negative impacts of that stress and just the type of things that we do to wear out our bodies over that period of time.
Wow. Okay. So there's only one question I have. There's so many people that know that they're off. They're not sleeping right. They're not feeling 100% right, right? They know it, but they won't do anything about it. How do we get them to get to your book? How do we get them into a place where they want to be open or receptive to change?
Yes, yes. And this is, and I think this, one of the benefits of our book is that there's a lot of conflict and information out there. Also, most information doesn't tell us the why. And that's what we start off in chapter one, helping anybody understand what we refer to as a wizard and lizard. And I think just introducing some concepts that everybody can relate to and really establishing that why. And like I said,
baby
steps.
I love that. Yep. Dr. Carter, thank you so much for being here on the show. Listen, we're going to have to tease them with that. They're going to have to get the book. So if you want to know the wizard and lizard, you got to go to themorningmind.com or Amazon, morningmind.com, to pick up the book. And, you know, this book is going to help you to master your day and supercharge your life. So I hope you'll consider it, because you guys know what you're talking about. I love it. I wish your wife was here. Tell her, give her my regards, and I appreciate you being here. We'll be right back on the show. I'm going to give you the final wrap-up in the last 10 minutes, and you won't want to miss it, because this is going to give you exactly what you need to supercharge your mind. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
You know you have it, the potential for a more rewarding life, a life that matters. But how do you get there? The answer is in a best-selling book by the coach of the successful and wealthy, Ken D. Foster, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Awaken Your Hidden Genius and Transform Your Life. With this powerful yet amazingly simple daily guide, your future is in your hands. You will be empowered to unlock your potential, bring out your true gifts, increase your wealth, and take your life and business to a new level. Get your life-transforming copy of Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything by going to couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. Quite frankly, there's no other book like this. Imagine what your life could be like if you had at your fingertips the success principles to create the life you've always wanted. Are you ready to live your dream? Go to couragetochange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
So we're talking about the courage to supercharge your mind, and I want to remind all of our listeners, especially here in the San Diego area, that Women's Wisdom is the premier networking group here in San Diego. They meet the second Friday of every month in the Rancho Santa Fe area of the city. They meet at a place called Morgan Run Country Club, a beautiful country club in the heart of Rancho Santa Fe. And this group has been around since 1991, helping women entrepreneurs to grow their businesses and grow their lives. You can check them out at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. Wow, what a show. We're talking about supercharging the mind. We're bringing in some more principles, more understanding, more wisdom about how to do this, what stops us from our mind from really firing on all cylinders. You know, a lot of people's mind is like a wet match, right? You try to light it, there's nothing there. Why is that? Well, it's because you either haven't learned the principles that we're talking about on this show on a continual basis, or you're not applying them. That's really it. Because when you learn the principles to be able to supercharge your mind, all of a sudden your life gets better and better. So I want to talk a little bit about the strategy that I came up with for all of my listeners to be able to supercharge their mind on a daily basis. My new book is out. It's, well, let's put it this way. It's almost out. It went to the publisher yesterday, and it'll be out in about 6 weeks from now. But you can purchase it right now. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, and it's daily strategies and wisdom to unlock your genius and transform your life. All right? Now, listen, do you have to change every single thing in your life? Of course not. I made that title. I created that title because some people do, but most of us, we need wisdom, inspiration, and some direction on a daily basis. I don't know about you, but I know I need it because my mind is all over the place. But if I have a structure that I've created in this book, that every single day you can go in and read the courageous quote, read the inspiration, get your mind directed with the questions that are asked and the instruction on what to take your mind and how to focus it on a daily basis, what happens? You know, your life gets better and better, okay? All of us need to submerge our mind in astute wisdom, courageous strategies, and time-tested wealth principles to redefine what's possible for us. In fact, what it does is it helps you attain your natural state of greatness. Now, don't take my word for it. I'm gonna read you just one day in this book. It's day 146, so you can get a feel for what this book is about. And if this is something that you'd like to have in your life, you can go to voicesofcourage.us. Excuse me, let me give you the right website. You can go there to listen to the show. But if you'd like to get the book, it's courage2change.us. Courage2change.us. Here's a sample. Day 146. The most courageous act is following through on your intuition, no matter how many illusions to the contrary appear. The mind is the magic factory where everything is created. Notice I said mind, not the brain. The mind, which is found within and outside the body, is the source of infinite possibilities. The brain is the processing vehicle for information. It is great for logical sequencing of information, but very limited when trying to create an amazing life. The truth is, you are a divine being with the power to light up New York in your fingertips. You have the potential to overcome all disease and any form of limitation. You are the master of your destiny, and you alone will determine whether you are successful or not. It is important to realize that you are not broken. You do not need any fixing. You are an amazing, brilliant gift from God. You are really here to bring forth your greatness by improving your knowing. Today, ask, what do I know for sure? How can I open myself to receive everything the universe has in store for me? How can I improve my knowing? The actions, meditate, be still, and know your essence. Now, imagine, that's just one day. This is one. Why did I write that? I wrote it so that it would open up possibility for you. One day, imagine dripping every day on your mind for 365 days. Imagine who you will become at the end of 365 days. The reason I wrote that book, there are so many books in the world, personal development books, spiritual books, all this kind of stuff out there, and they're great. A lot of them give you some information. But what I've done is taken a lot of that wisdom and put it in a format that you can drip on your conscious mind every day. You can start to really experience change on a daily basis, not just by dripping on the mind, mind you, but also taking the actions that are recommended every single day. If you will do this, what happens is everything starts getting better and better. The Courage to Change Everything offers you a daily roadmap to help you to see the unseeable, to know the unknowable, and to do the impossible. If you've been listening to my show at all for any length of time, you know that's what I keep going over. What does that even mean, see the unseeable? Well, it means being able to see things that you've never been able to see before. Have you ever bought a car and all of a sudden you see all those cars on the freeway that are the identical to yours? Where were they before? Well, your mind wasn't focused on it right. But when you can start to focus your mind on success, on building wealth, on building health, on building happiness, and you start to focus that on a daily basis, you start dripping on your consciousness, what happens is you start to see it all over the place and you start to change. So this book is honestly, it's based on profound wisdom from the East and cutting edge mind-body science from the West. You're going to learn the supremely important physio psycho methods for harmonious development and full expression of your latent capacities. Okay, so listen, I know I'm talking to you about the book. I know I think that some of you are going, gosh, Ken, why are you selling this book to us? Well, listen, I want you to take your life. I want you to take your business to a completely new level. And your greatest thinking has already got you where you are. Do you think your greatest thinking is going to get you where you want to be? I doubt it. It didn't get me where I wanted to be. When I started on this path 20 years ago, I was in a place living in a one-bedroom apartment down in Encinitas, California. I was single. I was broke, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to have my life like this forever. I'm going to change my life. I'm going to change my thinking. And I'm going to change how I show up in life. So if that's important to you, that's something that you want to do in your life, then great. I encourage you to go get the book. Again, you can get it at CourageToChange.us. That's CourageToChange.us. Okay, we've got just a little time left, and I want to share with you one last thought. If you are in a place where you're feeling stuck, you're feeling like life's not working for you the way you want it to be, I want to just give you one thought. You can change everything. You've never been given more than you can handle. But what stops you from changing is that you feel like you're lacking something. You feel like you're limited some way. And that's not true. The only thing that's true is you're probably not asking the right questions that'll drive your mind into finding the answers for you. So pick one area this week that you really want to work on. I don't care what it is. Pick an area: your health, your relationships, your business, your career, your travel life, your family life, whatever it is. Pick an area and that you're having a challenge in. And then list out 10 ways that this can change. And then just pick one or two and take the actions around that. See what happens. I'll bet you, I'll put money on it, your life will start getting better and better. All right, that's all I got for you this week. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Please tell your friends about us. Again, voicesofcourage.us. Until next week, have a brilliant life and live it and share it with others.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.